You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with the story about family just ahead of National Daughters Day.
One of the pure joys of spending time with young children is hearing the wild, hilarious, and beautiful things that come out of their mouths. Milwaukee journalist Tom Kircher is feeling gratitude that many years ago, he put his reporter skills to work capturing some of the things his daughter Haley said as a child. Haley joins her dad for this essay, recounting some of her cute, clever, and poignant moments.
After my daughter Haley was born, I yearned for the time when she would turn 2 years old. Now, I know what people say about terrible and two, but that was when Haley started saying things that I just had to write down, a habit that dovetailed with my career as a journalist and author. It turned into a collection of quotations from my only child, from when she was two till about seven. I know what you might be saying to yourself. Everyone thinks their own kid is clever, humorous, or even profound. But please indulge me as I share some of Haley's best quotes. They might remind you of some of the gems you've heard from your kids or grandkids. Like many little kids, Haley wondered aloud about the world. Looking quizzically at her Achilles tendon, she asked,
"Dad, is this the neck of my foot?"
Another time,
"Daddy, why is there dark blue and light blue in this world?"
At age four, she wondered,
"Daddy, what is my life?"
Some of those early observations could be moving. Watching leaves blow in the wind, Haley announced,
"They're like, it's a party. This is our day."
And,
"I love when it's sunny and warm and I'm running. I feel so free."
Of course, there were word stumbles, too. According to young Haley, women wore
a brawl.
After stubbing her toe, she observed,
"I might need crotches."
When I asked Haley after her nap if she was hungry, she replied,
"No, I still have yawns in my mouth."
Some of Haley's words reflected going to a Catholic school and church. At age four, she confided,
"Before I was born, God told me I would like my mom and my dad, and I did."
Of course, it wasn't all serious. There was quirkiness, too. At age two, noticing that I was headed to the bathroom empty-handed, Haley interjected,
"Dad, go get a newspaper."
And while carving a pumpkin for Halloween, Haley asked,
"Should we make the face happy, sad, or frustrated?"
And Haley didn't hesitate to question me. After I changed the car radio from music to talk, she was incredulous.
"Are you trying to teach a kid politics?"
And she could be sharp-tongued.
"Dad, you're definitely not going to get married. Not with those toenails."
But the touching moments stay with me most. I once told Haley about a story I had written about a heart transplant. A woman received the heart of a boy who had died. Haley asked,
"Does that mean she has his love?"
And after we got soaking wet, splashing in the fountain at Summerfest, Haley said,
"Dad, how could I ever have fun without you?"
Tom Kircher is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch. Haley Kircher, now 27, is a social worker. They live near one another in Wauwatosa. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell & Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.